How big a leap do you think that Toronto has made? I mean, I know it's still a preseason, but how big of a leap has he made?
He's made a huge leap. I mean, he looks great. You know, I think we saw that early in camp last year, and we just saw his progression over time from training camp through the season and the plays that he's been able to make for us over the, towards the end of the season last year.
Could this offense be as versatile and as dynamic as the one in 2011, you think?
Everybody always wants to compare. That's not my job. You know, my job is to go out there and perform and to make sure that the guys in our room are ready to perform. We got a lot of talent. We got a lot of guys. It's going to be very spread out. So it's definitely going to be exciting. The biggest thing is all of us staying healthy.
As we get closer to that actual start date, to the regular season, what are the things that this receiver group has done well that you've liked so far?
I think Coach Getsy, Luke's brought in some great techniques as far as in the receiver room, and we've really done a great job this training camp and this off season of working those releases and some of the stems, and I think our route running has improved tremendously over that course.
Ty was saying that the altitude doesn't necessarily affect him, but just out of curiosity, as a receiver with a lot of running, anything different when you're in Denver?
It felt different a couple of years ago. Definitely, you could feel it, I felt like, in some of those drives. But at the end of the day, it's like the cold weather. You can't really worry about it. You got to go out there and play ball.
Randall, we've seen Max McCaffrey make his share of catches in practice and preseason games. For a young guy like that, what, when you look at him, what stands out to you the most about him that's allowed him to kind of make his presence known a little bit here?
I would say just how hard he goes. He goes really hard in practice. I think he's gotten a great relationship with the quarterback, so he's got three guys fighting over throwing the ball to him. No, Max is a great kid, and he's really smart. He understands. I think his dad's taught him a lot. You can definitely tell with the way that he moves and some of the things that he does in his route to create separation.
Why are the quarterbacks fighting over him?
Because Max is their guy. All of them. I feel like Max is their guy. So they all try to get the ball to him.